Hey, this is Charlie. Thanks for holding. Is this Yolanda?
Yes, Charlie.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I have been so busy today, and I got caught up in a call when you called me this morning. I felt so bad. But I just wanted to tell you, if possible, I'm just doing a little more research, but definitely I'm pretty interested. My husband feels like, yeah, you know, we should try this out.
Okay.
But maybe you can also give me, well, yeah, you know, just what are your percentages of, you know, reactions, positive feedback, and people who do advertise or do this on Google, what does their success rate look like from using this service?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it definitely varies, especially from obviously, you know, bigger metropolitan areas than smaller, right?
Mm-hmm.
It also depends on as well as the services that you provide. So we have a variety of customers from, you know, service base. We have a 97% retention rate after the first month. And that's because most people, when they're doing this, they usually get caught up in like a Yelp or an Angie's or a Thumbtack where they're paying per lead, where when they put themselves on the first page of Google, they really see the benefits of people contacting them directly where they don't have to pay extra money. That's where all the big guys do. They put themselves there so that way they can get those customers contacting them directly. So, I mean, it's not like it's a magic bullet or, you know, you're going to have, you know, overnight success. Everything does take time to build. You guys are starting from zero, even though you guys have a credible amount of experience with 9 to 10 years. It's just showcasing that. So the more you guys utilize it, the better and better, the more your percentages go up with retention customers, I would say. Because now you're being able to showcase that. So, it kind of grows from you at that point. So, I can kind of give you an example of what one of my colleagues, not colleagues, customers here, he lives in Missouri. He does gutters, just like installs and repairs. Kind of like you, he had his experience. He just didn't have anything set in place. Within the first month and a half, he was getting around 3 to 4 phone calls a week calling him directly, and he was able to close in the first month a $6,000 job for a gutter install, which that's what he was really targeting. So it really just depends on what you're trying to target at that point as well, too. But that's just kind of like an example of the power of being on that first page, because 90% of the searches start and stop on that first page there.
Right, sure. I know. I understand, because that's how I am with Google, too. I don't start scanning and going from one page to the next to the next. I usually want to hit something, pretty, you know, pretty solidly the first time I'm, you know, looking at something or researching something. So, you know, that does, I know it does have a real positive effect in that way. But so if I was to move forward, let me ask you, so would you all do all of the verbiage or wording of this ad and all of, you know, what's the content that's on this page, on the Google first page?
Yes, so we would take care of the content for the Google business profile itself. We would take care of the programming. You wouldn't have to worry about that. We would also take and build the content for the website for you if you guys wanted us to build that. And then we would also build out the content for your Facebook retargeting campaign as well as run that out for you. The only thing that you would have to provide is, like I said before, is the pictures. And then also to my tech team, make sure they really work with you hand in hand to make sure that, one, you're being programmed for the services you want to be found for, but two, in the areas that you want to be found in. And then they really work with you week week in, week out, month in, month out, to make sure that you're getting the premium service here.
So do you have a special, like, customer service specialist that I can tie into at whatever time, anytime I like, and talk
Absolutely.
To them? Or if I have any updates, if I have anything else I want to add or change, I can do that according to just whenever I like that, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, okay. Now, let me ask you, so when people put in, let's say, keywords for search.
Okay.
How many keywords are allowed as far as when it comes to being on the first page? How broad of a spectrum does that look like? I mean, this is where I need to then, if I was to move forward, target exactly, okay, if people are searching for this, this, and this, or is it 10 things that, you know, this is all I'm asking is then how do I know that I'm going to come up first, you know, on that first page. If they're, what is it that, do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I understand what you're saying, because you're not alone. I've had people ask me the same question. So typically what they'll do is you're up to 15 to 20 key phrases for your Google Business Profile itself. Typically people, they search in phrases, not just as a keyword term, right? So they're not just going to put kitchens. They're going to put, you know, kitchen remodelers near me, right? So something like that. So when I just look up remodelers in El Paso, Texas, you have the map section in your guys' local area as of right now. You have Moy Construction and Remodeling. You have Paramount Construction, EP LLC. You have Interior Construction Company. That's just a handful of them on that first page. So that's what I'm talking about. There's different first pages of Google depending on the search. So there'll be a first page for remodeling. There'll be a first page for landscapers. There'll be a first page for outdoor kitchens. You see what I mean? And there'll be a handful of businesses with those key search terms. So that's where we would want to make sure that we program you to all the services that you provide, so you pop up on those first pages when people are searching, so they can just click to call you directly.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Because I cover, okay, yes, and that's exactly what I was asking, was that, that answer is, you know, definitely the answer I'm looking for when I was asking that question. I know it sounded a little strange, but I was trying to word it in a way where, because this is my first time really ever doing this, so I'm not really sure the lingo when that comes with all this, but because I have such a broad range of things that we do, I know that basically, I know that the key things I would like to target, but in the sense of, I hope it could cover, more of the bases by what, phrases or whatever we're going to put in there. So that's really going to be very important as to how we would do that. So
And my tech team, they're certified and they're trained by Google as well. So like I said, they work with you hand in hand. We go through an onboarding call with you. That's where the fun really happens with you and them, because now they're able to share with you what's the most popular key phrases in your area for the type of industry that you're in. And then we can manifest like those for your services to make sure that it fits with what you're trying to do. Yeah. And that's why I say you work with them hand in hand, so that way you're programmed correctly. I don't want you to get somebody to call you and say, hey, can you come fix my toilet? You're like, I'm not doing emergency services for a toilet repair.
Yeah, that's really not what I'm looking to do.
Exactly.
Well,
that's why
the other thing is, how about the bilingual aspect? Being that I'm in El Paso, this town is, I'm not kidding, It's like more and more people just speak Spanish in El Paso, Texas, than
Well, you're
English.
Right there by the border.
Sometimes, we're right here, and I mean, everywhere you go, that's all you hear is people speaking Spanish to one another.
Okay.
So, what about that?
What do you
mean? What provisions do you have for
bilingual customers to find you?
Yes, in Spanish, maybe.
Okay.
a search in Spanish, or is that part of this, or is that a whole separate thing?
No, absolutely. So Google, you know, remodelers in Spanish is still remodel. I mean, not the word remodelers, but it's still the same concept, where even though they're searching in Spanish, it's still going to bring up, you know, the nearest remodelers near them. So if you're really, somebody's really looking to get their whole kitchen remodeled and they just type it in Spanish, you'll still pop up. Now, the key for you is to make sure that you can communicate with those people when they do call you as well.
Oh, believe me, I can.
Okay.
I'm bilingual. I'm Mexican, so, and
okay,
I've been here all my life.
So, my wife.
I think I can handle the conversation. So, yeah, I'm just asking as far as when they plug in remodeled, you know, in Spanish, am I going to pop up? What's going to happen?
Yeah, okay. It's still just going to bring in the remodelers that are in the area. So it's just a different language, but it's still like they're all the same companies that are there that they're going to pull.
If I was to move forward with this, when would we begin? Because obviously I'm off this weekend. I have a lot of commitments. Mm-hmm. Can we schedule something for, of course, work days are so hard, but maybe, I'm trying to think. I mean, what time frames do your people work, you know, and how do we manage all this to get all this, going and
into play? Yeah, so good question. So for your first question there, we get started right away. I do start to build out your Google Business profile. I send that over to my tech team. They start making sure that when they do the onboarding call, they're coming to the meeting ready to rock and roll with you. They're not really asking you the same questions as what I asked you. They're just verifying and then making sure they can start programming you and building out the Google Business profile with the Facebook and the website, right? We do secure the listing there for you. We do what's called an onboarding call. I would schedule that with you probably next week because today my tech team is all fully booked. So our hours are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Oh, I'm sorry, your mountain time. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. mountain time, your time because we're Pacific. Anytime in between there, you could always call Monday through Friday. And if you ever needed anything changed, added, you wanted to, take off a service, add a service, we're always there at your convenience to make sure that that happens for you. So how it would work here is I would just secure your listing and we would get working on it today. So that way the meeting that we schedule for your onboarding call with my tech team next week, we're really just verifying everything is correct, and then we're going to start building everything out and sending you, like, the PIN verification for Google and everything like that.
Okay. Well, I'm in the middle of work today, this afternoon, so I don't know if you and I can schedule time then to go on ahead and start getting things going. I am tied up. Today is Friday, so we're just busy with work. But when could you and I just schedule this and then start working on this as far as what you and I have to do together?
Well, it would only take me about 10 to 15 minutes to get this started for you and I. So you let me know when you have 10 to 15 minutes I can do it right now if you have 10 to 15 minutes to get that started for you.
Well, how about, it's 2:40. Well, or you don't work Saturdays, right?
We're closed Saturdays and Sundays, yeah.
Okay, because I was going to see if tomorrow morning we could go on ahead and do this.
Okay.
What is it that you need to start off with right now?
So I just need to make sure that I have correct address for you to do the PIN verification. I'm just going to get your billing. You already told me about the services that you do, so I'm just going to make sure to get your hours of operations. I'm going to read to you a voice verification that's going to be sent to you in writing, and then once you have that, that's pretty much it. The payment would come out today, so it would be the 12th where your monthly payment would come out. And then I start working on everything here, while, you know, throughout the weekend and everything like that. We have everything rolling for you. So when we call you Monday or Tuesday, whenever you want to book the onboarding call, we can have everything set.
Okay. So what is it today that you need? How much is the amounts again? I know you gave me pricing. I don't think I ever got an email from you guys on pricing, anything that we discussed yesterday. Were you sending me something, or did I just not get anything?
What was the email that you wanted me to send that to? Let me check if it went through.
Okay. Do you have it, or do you want me to give it to you again?
Give it to me again. That way I can check to make sure.
Okay. Okay. It is Y, it's all lowercase, yoli1020@gmail.com.
Yoli. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What I'm going to do is, it says it's sent to me here, but I mean, if your email is just like mine, I get 100 emails a day. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to resend it to you here. So that way it just pops up at the top of your inbox there. So you do have that. What we talked about yesterday was going to be, it was going to be the one-time payment. I'm just going to put Yoli if that's okay with you. I know that's what you go by.
Yes, that is fine. Just call me Yoli. That's fine. I'm good with
that. I'm going to put the website in there because that's what, I know you wanted that as well. Give me that here.
And is the website just a single page, or is it, you know, however much the content I want you all to put in, it just depends on that, or what is it that the website looks like? I mean, as far as, is there links? What is it? I guess I'll talk to your onboarding people about that, right?
Well, but also, it's a full-on website, so you can have 5 to 10 pages if you want more. You can have more. There's going to be services there, so that way people can, you know, go ahead and check out your services. They can call you directly. So it's going to be a full-on website that you would just normally see from, like, another competitor. It's just not one page, where that's called, like, like a landing page. We really just build out a full website for you guys there.
Okay. Got it.
So that way it's really customizable to, like, your services and what you provide.
Okay. All right.
Let me just send this over here.
I'm in a parking lot. I parked so I could talk to you. Well, in between appointments, so we'll just at least try to get this part of it going, and we'll take it from here.
So I did send it over to you. It is coming from Charlie Mollenkamp at localsplash.com. So you should have that.
Okay.
In your inbox. If it doesn't go through there,
I just got it. Okay. So I see. Okay, go on. That's fine.
I was going to say, so it's going to have the pricing that we talked about. It's going to have the $249 month to month with the $99 setup fee. And then you're going to see in the parentheses the $199 one-time setup fee for the website alone. So the first month comes out to $547, and then month-to-month after that, it is just $249.
Okay, got it.
So to get started, it would be the $547. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, all right. Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So I just want to make sure because I know you kind of have like a personalized business. On the business profile, do you want it to say Yolanda, and then I'm guessing your last name is it Radcliffe?
Radcliffe, yes, sir. Radcliffe. R-A-D-C-L-I-F-F-E. Uh-huh, Radcliffe.
Okay, and do you want it to say dash designs and contracting, or do you want it to say contracting services?
I would like to keep it as Yolanda Radcliffe Contracting Services.
Okay, contracting services. Perfect.
I, you know, we could say, okay, now let me just ask you a question. Because I do a lot of consultations, meaning it's really about the first meeting where they do consult with me. That's where we really find out a lot. It's more the fact-finding information exchange.
Right.
Okay, what are you looking for? What is it that I could do to help you in that? So my you know, just my business card alone just does state Londa Radcliffe Contracting Services. So should I just keep it that way instead of saying
100%.
Consulting and contracting services? What do you
think? I would keep it all the same. It's going to be easier for you at the end of the day to keep it all the same instead of having different names. Because I've had it before where customers have a different name on, like, their listing and then a different name on like their trucks or their shirts or on their business cards. And then they're always like, I get people that, you know, say like, are you the same guy?
It kind of muddies the water, so to speak.
It does.
You know,
and you guys have such a good reputation already. So I would keep it the same as your first name, last name, contracting services. And then that way everything matches for you.
Right. Okay.
And then for your address alone, I know you guys go to people's homes, but Google's just going to want to verify that you're in the area, so they want a physical location. I'm pretty sure you do out of your house.
I
am going to hide the address, though, for you. So the only thing that's going to show up on your Google listing is El Paso, Texas. That's all. Okay?
Do you want to put the zip code? Would that help or no? Just put El Paso, Texas.
I could put El Paso, Texas with the zip code. That's fine, too. It's just for your customers. They're going to know that you're in the local area. But for Google alone, they're just going to verify that you're not like a robot with a P.O. box, that you really do have a physical location.
Okay, then just, then I guess just what, El Paso, Texas is best?
Yeah, I'll have
leave it at that.
On your Google Business profile, it'll say El Paso, Texas, and then it'll have the 79902 on there. It just won't have your full address where people could show up to your doorstep in and out.
Yes. That is not what I would be looking forward to. No.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Thank you. All right.
No,
okay.
You're welcome. So what's the location that you're currently at right now?
Okay. It is 1212 East.
Okay.
Baltimore Drive. Yes, East Baltimore Drive. And you can just put, you know, just put E for East. That's how it's really spelled out. So 1212 East, but E, Baltimore Drive, El Paso, Texas, 79902.
Okay. And for your customers to contact you, your phone number is going to be displayed is the 915-253-2428, the good phone number to have your customers contact you?
Yes, that is perfect. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then is that your cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'm going to leave that there for our records as well, so that way my tech team, if they need to get a hold of you to update you, they can reach out to you on that number as well, too. Is that okay?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. You're just doing the El Paso area, correct?
Yes, the El Paso area.
And then for your hours of operations, I know you work all the time, but what would you like to display?
Okay, yeah, if they only knew how early sometimes I get up.
Exactly.
I would really say... I would say 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Okay.
8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Perfect.
Yes.
And do you, so this is going to be displayed as like open, close, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you shouldn't really get any calls from new customers after that time. Probably the ones that know you very well, they probably will.
We kind of have this open time frame that's existing all the time. When it comes to the call.
Right.
Call them text. It's a lot of text. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So you'll have that open-close from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., but do you want to have that displayed Monday through Friday, or do you want to have that displayed for the weekends as well, too?
No, Monday through Friday is
Monday
good.
Through Friday.
Well, you know, on Friday, though, I try to shut it down a little earlier.
Okay.
Is there a way we could specify that? So, Friday, yes, Friday is 3
p.m. Okay.
Yes, 8 to 3. Uh huh.
So we're gonna go Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 6 Friday, 8 to 3 p.m. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. And then.
Okay.
That. And then, you don't. Do you have a logo for your company, or do you not have one?
On my business card, I have. Gosh, I wish I. I don't know if I could just take a picture of it and send it to you.
You'll be able to do that
I
to my tech team when we do the onboarding call, if you have the business card.
Okay.
Yeah. But yes, I just want to...
On my business card is a really... Yeah, I have... It's not a logo. It's just a design on the top of the business card that I like a lot.
Okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one sec here. I'm sorry. The business address again, what was it? It was... 12, was it 1212?
Yes, 1212 East Baltimore
East.
Drive. Uh-huh. Yes, East Baltimore Drive. East with an E. Just
yeah.
E. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
So are you in California, Charlie? Are you in California?
We are located in California, Fountain Valley.
Oh. Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We've been here for 19 years, so we've been here for quite a while.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, where is Fountain Valley, California?
So Fountain Valley is in Orange County. It's in between Disneyland and Huntington Beach. So it's kind of like right in the middle.
Ooh.
We're a little closer to the beach area than Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
But anywhere in California that you go, it always takes you anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half drive with all the traffic here anyway, so.
Right. Well, I'm in the desert, believe me. I'm just in the dry desert, El Paso, Texas. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been here, but.
I've driven through it, so it's
okay.
Yeah. I have family in San Antonio and in Frisco, Texas.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, nice. Yes,
yeah.
That's nice. I have family in Dallas and Houston and Galveston.
Houston got hit hard with that hurricane, though.
Oh, yes. But thank goodness my family members were safe, sound, and they still had power. They it was really a lot of Houston proper, but on the outskirts where my family lives, they were safe from a lot of grief when it came to that.
Good, because I was actually talking to a fellow earlier today. He lost power, and he's like, all the trees are just like, they're like toothpicks on the floor, he's north of Houston. So I was like, man, that is. So they're trying to clean that mess up, which I'm just like, man.
Oh, yeah, it's so hard. It's very hard. I'm just, I know, just hard.
Yeah. So, but that's good that you guys didn't get hit with it, because I know you guys are still right there on you're on the other side of the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
So I have you down for 8 to 6 p.m. I have you down from 8 to 3 p.m. on Friday. And then I have all your services down. Like I said, my tech team is going to go over everything as well and make sure that they have those services in detail for you.
Okay.
On Monday, what time do you want to do that onboarding call? Now, the onboarding call, we do ask you to kind of push out an hour window, just because if you have any questions, we want to make sure that we do it correctly the first time, so that way, you know, there's no hiccups.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why don't we do my time? Is it possible 8 o'clock, 7 your time, or is that... too early. They're not around.
That is perfect.
Eight a.m. my time, 7 your time. So 8 to 9. 7 to 8 year time.
Yes. Okay. I'll put that in there. And then once we do secure the listing here, it's going to send you a Google invite for 8 a.m. And then it's going to have you, okay, myself, and my tech team CC'd on there. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Perfect. For the first month's payment, what would you like to use to secure that listing? Are you going to use a business credit card or are you going to use a debit card?
No. I'm going to use my debit card.
Okay. I'm still going to send you, though, a business invoice with your first last name and then contracting services on there. So that way you still have that as a tax write-off, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
So the card that reads, it just has your first and last name on there. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, it says Yolanda I. My middle name initial, Yolanda I. Radcliffe.
Okay, perfect. And then the billing address is still the same as the 1212 East Baltimore Drive? Okay.
Yes.
And then the card payment itself, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. And I know the MasterCards start in the number 5, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. Yes, here we go. It's 5276-9000-1069-3627.
Okay, can I repeat that back to you?
Sure.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have it correct. I have 5276-9000-1069-3627.
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. And then your expiration date?
Yes, 9/26.
9/26. That's my birthday month. Awesome.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're September baby. Okay.
I am a September baby.
Nice. What day? What day in September?
The 5th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My sister's the 13th. I was just wondering if you're...
Okay, so not too far off.
Yeah. No, not too far off.
And then the security code on the back for you?
Yes, 813.
813, perfect. Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you. So... we just protect you here. We want to make sure that every time we do call you, Yoli, that we're always talking to you and not somebody else about your account here. And then also, too, it's a kind of form of protection for you that you're always talking to us and not anybody else. Okay, so I have 3 questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
My mother's maiden name.
Mom's name. Okay. And then what's your mom's name?
Okay. It's Orantia. It's O-R-R-A-N-T-I-A. Orantia.
O-R-R-A-N-T-I-A.
Yes. Correct.
That's a beautiful name. I've never heard that name before.
Yes, Orantia. Well, all my descendants from both sides of my family, my dad and my mom's side, my main name's Chavarria, and my mom's name's Orantia. We're very Spanish, from the Basque area.
Okay, what part of Mexico?
This is Spain. Spanish name. Spain. The Basque area, which is northern Spain, going into France. I even have Basque French ancestry as well, which is the southern part of Spain, where northern Spain, southern Spain meet. But that's the whole Basque area. And that's where my family, both sides of my family are from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Then the migration took place in through Chihuahua. Mexico City and Chihuahua, Mexico, coming up through there, and then a lot of them settled into the southwest part of the United States, obviously. Arizona and, you know, here in Texas and California. I have a lot. You can't imagine how many relatives I have in California, San Diego area especially.
Yeah, I have some as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're, That's kind of how it went.
Awesome. I know my wife's family is from Jalisco, but my
really?
I'm actually from well, I'm a mutt, but my grandfather is from Barcelona, Spain. So he actually lived out there. So I have Spanish, in me
beautiful.
As well. Everything
beautiful.
Runs through Spain.
Oh wow! That's how beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Exciting.
So we share a little bit of Spanish blood there.
Yes, we do. That's exciting. You never know.
That's right, right? We could be long-lost cousins.
We could be long-lost cousins, you know.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, I have here everything set up. I just want to make sure you want us to set up the website for you as well, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to do the voice verification here. This is going to be sent to you in writing. Once the transaction goes through, you will have this for your records. I'm going to walk you through this. This is only going to take 2 minutes, but it is going to have the pricing structure in there. So that way, like
okay.
I said, if anything rises or, you know, we raise our prices, you're always grandfathered in at that $249 price month to month as well. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Yolanda Radcliffe Contracting Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Yolanda Radcliffe. Business owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Yolanda, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming. The call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
I know you get busy. It's not to bombard you or anything like that. It's just to have that communication for updates and everything like that that we will be performing to help you get the best possible results with us here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I have a customer service number. Do you want to write that down for you? This is what my tech team would be calling you on.
Okay. Just 1 second.
Okay. No problem.
Let me get situated here. Okay. What
All right,
is that number?
It's going to be 877.
Mm-hmm.
635.
Mm-hmm.
6225.
Okay.
And that's going to be the customer support line for here, for us here at Local Splash. Now, to get a hold of me directly, it's that same number, but my extension is 203. So you can write just extension for Charlie 203 on there.
Okay.
Perfect. So you always have access to me as well, okay?
Yes, great. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 12th, in the non-refundable amount of the $547. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time, Yolanda, by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, please just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send over you're going to get a couple of emails from us and a couple of text messages. It's just the welcome text messages and emails, but they're also going to have on there what we're going to need from you on the onboarding call. Take a look at that tomorrow. Make sure that, like, you can start to gather those pictures for us so that way we can have that for you. Everything is green on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash, Yoli. We're like a family here. So if you have any questions, if you want to maximize something or change something or add, please reach out to us. Let us know. Give us that information so that way we can make that happen for you. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to make your business grow, especially with the great work that you guys are already doing. Okay?
Okay. Will do.
Okay. Awesome. Now, one more thing for you here. I have everything set up. You should have received a text message from us. It says,
yes.
Yolanda, thank you for okay. Yeah, it says,
yes,
Yolanda, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then it says, please click here for terms of our experience there. Click that. That's just a service agreement that I just read off to you. There's going to be 2 checkboxes on the bottom there. One for SMSs, just in case you don't answer. Like today you got a little tied up, we might just send you a text to say call us at your earliest convenience. The other one is just saying that you're the card authorization holder. You're going to type your first name, middle initial, last name, and you're going to hit submit or, yeah, I think it's submit there, or confirm.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to take you to a login page with the username and password. Let me know when you get to that point.
Okay. Click here. Okay. Type the name. What did I put in again for the name?
So for your name, you're going to type in, your first name, Yolanda. You're going to put, space, I, your middle initial, and then space your last name. And then it's going to, you're going to hit confirm.
Right. Okay. Sorry. It's funny. For some reason, I'm not able to scroll all the way. I can scroll up to where Yolanda I. Radcliffe, 7/12/2024, but I can't scroll up from there with my phone.
Are you on an Android or iPhone?
Android.
Okay. Turn your phone sideways, and let's see if that does the trick.
No. Let's see.
Is your screen locked if it can't
there
turn
we
sideways?
Go. Okay. I got it. I got
it. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So username and password. Let me go on ahead and do this then. Okay. Just one second. All right. Okay. Are there any specifics for password or?
So the username should be your phone number, the 951, and then your password, I'll get that here for you. I'll tell it to you so that
way
you can.
So my username is my phone number. Does it have any dashes, or is it all just together?
It's all just together.
Okay, so no dashes, just together. Okay, let me do this.
Let's see if they...
All right, and then, Okay. And then my password, is there numbers, capital letters? What does
it should all entail? It should all just be one, but for me right here, it says that they're still working on it, so they haven't sent it to you. You will receive a text message with your username and password here, and it should take only a couple of minutes, and they will send that over to
Okay? Yeah, I think I just got it. Okay.
Did you just get it? Okay.
Fill out the form. Uh-huh. Right. Let's see here. Okay. Belong to your account at... Okay. Here's your credentials, password. Okay,
perfect.
Got it.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. So is that going to be my password or can I change it? It's just to get me into the...
It's just to get you in. You can change it after that.
Okay, got it. Okay, it says, yeah, we're working on your account.
Mm-hmm.
Please check back in 2 to 3 business days. Okay.
Yes. So that's where you're going to log in to when you want to check your metrics for your Facebook, your Google, and you'll also be able to access your website there. When we do the onboarding call on Monday morning, my tech team will show you where you can access those in the in that account as well on your dashboard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got it. All right.
Give me one sec here. I almost forgot to send you the onboarding call. So I'm sending that over to you right now. You're just going to receive an email with, like I promised you, CC'd me, you, and my tech team. And then it's just going to have on there, it's going to be a Google Calendar. So you can just hit like the yes on there. It's just going to tell my tech team, hey, we have a meeting with Yoli at 7 a.m. in the morning on Monday, so get your coffee ready.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I always have it ready. Yes, it'll be by my side. Okay, so, yes.
Awesome.
I see.
So you're
okay.
All set here. I sent that. You should have that in your inbox here in a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I'm going to get started and working on this so that way when we call you on Monday, we're going to be ready to rock and roll with, you know, the key phrases that we're going to help you with and then start building that website and get your Google listing. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank
All right.
you.
No problem. You have a safe and blessed weekend, and then I'll talk to you Monday morning.
Oh, you too. Okay, sounds good. Talk soon. Bye-bye.